Assalamu alaikum. This is Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel. The program is Perspective, and this program is simultaneously broadcast from Radio Pakistan, Islamabad, Lahore, Karachi, Peshawar, and Quetta. Host Waqas Saleem with my co-host.
Assalamu alaikum and good evening, listeners. This is Ghana Meher.
Listeners, Perspective is dedicated to issues of national and international importance relating to Pakistan. And in today's perspective, we will be talking about very important development as the Chief of the Army Staff, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, received two telephone calls from Commander U.S. Central Command, General Joseph L. Wattle, and one from a U.S. senator over the week to discuss PAC-U.S. security cooperation, post the President Trump tweet. And the U.S. conveys Chief of the Army Staff that Washington isn't contemplating any unilateral action inside Pakistan. In fact, it's seeking cooperation to tackle Afghan nationals who are using Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. General Joseph apprised Chief of the Army Staff General Qamar Javed Bajwa about the U.S. decision regarding Security Assistance and Coalition Support Fund. The general also said that the U.S. values Pakistan's role towards war on terror and expected that ongoing turbulence remains a temporary phase. Listeners, in the context of ongoing escalation on diplomatic front between Pakistan and the United States after the tweet of President Donald J. Trump, plus the United States South Asia policy, these phone calls have a significant impact and they have an importance as well. And listeners, another very important thing regarding the phone call is that this is the first contact between high-level military command of both the countries. Secondly, listeners, these sorts of calls will definitely going to break the ice. Plus, this will put the relationship between Pakistan and United States on a new direction. So we will be talking about the repercussions and impacts of this call, and the contents of this call will also be discussed in today's program, listeners. And we'll also be talking about that what is the situation in reality in Pakistan, as Pakistan has been doing a lot to curb the menace of terrorism, and Pakistan's armed forces have been involved in operations in the length and breadth of country, and their and the impact of these operations as well. Plus, we'll be talking about the plight of Afghan refugees living in Pakistan and how they are affecting the law and order situation in Pakistan. But as of now, we'll take a short break. Stay tuned to Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel. We'll be right back.
اپنی صبح کا آغاز کیجیے قومی اور علاقائی اخبارات کی اہم خبروں اور اداریوں پر مبنی پروگرام آج کے اخبار کے ساتھ ریڈیو پاکستان کا نیوز اینڈ کرنٹ افیئرز چینل آپ کے لیے روزانہ صبح 7:10 سے 8 تک پیش کرتا ہے پروگرام آج کے اخبار. سنتے رہیے ریڈیو پاکستان کا نیوز اینڈ کرنٹ افیئرز چینل صبح 7 سے رات 12 تک. ریڈیو پاکستان, قوم کی آواز, ہر دم ہر لمحہ آپ کے ساتھ.
ریڈیو پاکستان کا نیوز اینڈ کرنٹ افیئرز چینل آپ کے لیے پیش کرتا ہے مارننگ شو صبح بخیر پاکستان, روزانہ 8:10 سے 10 تک, جس میں آپ سن سکتے ہیں اہم قومی اور بین الاقوامی خبریں اور ان پر تجزیے, ملک بھر سے ہمارے نمائندوں کی براہ راست رپورٹس.
آج کا دن تاریخ کے آئینے میں سائنس اور ٹیکنالوجی کی خبریں، تجارتی دنیا کا حال، کھیل کے میدان سے تازہ ترین معلومات اور موسم کا حال۔
نیوز اینڈ کرنٹ افیئرز چینل آپ تک پاکستان اور دنیا بھر سے تازہ ترین معلومات پہنچانے کا سب سے بڑا ذریعہ۔
ریڈیو پاکستان، قوم کی آواز، ہر دم ہر لمحہ آپ کے ساتھ۔
زمین اور آسمان ان کے سوا جانا کہاں۔
ویلکم بیک لسنرز، دس از ریڈیو پاکستانز نیوز اینڈ کرنٹ افیئرز چینل۔ آئی ایم یور ہوسٹ وقاص سلیم ود مائی کو ہوسٹ غنا مہر فرام اسلام آباد اسٹوڈیوز۔ اینڈ لسنرز، ان ٹوڈیز پرسپیکٹو وی آر ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ دی ویری امپارٹنٹ ڈیولپمنٹ۔ ایز چیف آف دی آرمی اسٹاف جنرل قمر جاوید باجوہ ریسیوڈ ٹو ٹیلیفون کالز، فرام ون فرام کمانڈر یو ایس سینٹرل کمانڈ جنرل جوزف ایل وٹل اینڈ ون فرام اے یو ایس سینیٹر اوور دا ویک ٹو ڈسکس پاک یو ایس سیکورٹی کوآپریشن۔ اینڈ یونائٹڈ اسٹیٹس ہیو کنویڈ چیف آف دی آرمی اسٹاف دیٹ واشنگٹن از ان کنٹمپلیٹنگ اینی یونی لیٹرل ایکشن ان سائڈ پاکستان، سیکنگ ان فیکٹ اٹ سیکنگ کوآپریشن ٹو ٹیکل افغان نیشنلز ہو یوز پاکستانز سوئل اگینسٹ افغانستان۔ سو غنا، بفور وی گیٹ ان ٹو دی ڈیٹیلز آف دی کال، ایز ان دی ڈپلومیٹک نارمز، ایز یو نو دیٹ ہاؤ دی سچویشن ہیو بیکم ٹینس پریویسلی، سو واٹ ڈز دس کال مین؟
وکاس، آئی تھنک the call, such a call was expected, of course, because earlier we saw that when President announced his policy towards South Asia, so immediately after a while, there was a diplomatic call from a couple of centers like the Senate and all that. And of course, the call from the commander of U.S. Central Command is also important. So more or so, diplomatically, of course, President Trump wants to convey that, you know, there is a strong alliance with India, there is a strong tilt towards India, but they cannot do without Pakistan. And I think factually it is also really important to understand that the entire context of the tweet, and especially the $33 billion, and I would like to share that that figure is of course problematic as well. And it only comes down to $25 billion approximately, and the $14 billion is for the coalition support fund. And even out of that, 40-50% of that budget is spent on US own intelligence sharing within Pakistan. They're paying their own contractors, they're paying their own consultations. So of course, when you're quoting facts, it is also really important that those facts should be corrected. So of course, United States know, and then within a while we saw this call is here just to, you know, disperse this entire situation. And now the problem is that Pakistan as a nation feel betrayed, and this is what the Chief of Army Staff has conveyed, because 6,000 security personnel, more than 60,000 of civilians have died in this entire war against terrorism. And we were not fighting our own war. It was a trickle-down effect from having an unsafe neighborhood, a politics of the great powers. So, of course, this needs to be understood in a lot of larger context to the narrative.
Rina, the General Joseph L. Wotel said that the U.S. values Pakistan's role towards war on terror and expected that ongoing turbulence remains a temporary phase. He also talked about that U.S. is not contemplating any U.S. unilateral action inside Pakistan. In fact, it seeks the cooperation of Pakistan to tackle Afghan nationals who, in U.S. view, use Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. So this is very important, because definitely any unilateral action from United States will not only put Pakistani government, right, and the state and the people to a very difficult situation, and in fact Pakistan will definitely respond to that, because Pakistan can befittingly respond,
absolutely,
to any aggression and
absolutely
any unilateral action that aims at destabilizing Pakistan, because that in fact aims at compromising the sovereignty of our nation. You know, moving on to this, that the cooperation of Pakistan is very important in the context of that the Pakistan's soil should not be used against Afghanistan. And you also hinted towards the Afghan nationals living in Pakistan. So when it comes to the Afghan nationals in Pakistan, there are millions in number.
Yes.
Because Pakistan is hosting the largest, one of the largest number of refugees in the world. And Pakistan is not hosting them for the last 1 or 2 years. In fact, Pakistan is hosting them for decades.
True.
So in this connection, this has become quite evident that the Afghan nationals who are in Pakistan, they are using Pakistani soil against Afghanistan, and they are using against the Afghan regime, in fact, to destabilize the country.
Right.
So if they are doing so, as per the assertion of the United States government, so Pakistan stands that it's high time that Afghan nationals should go back, and the burden that is there on Pakistan's economy should be, you know, laid off now, because it's high time. We have been hosting them for quite long, and now it's time that they should get back. I guess this also substantiated Pakistan's stance once again that it's the time for the repatriation of the refugees living in Pakistan.
I think, Vikas, that's an excellent point. And like you said, that the burden on Pakistan's economy, and over this since 9/11, Pakistan has the economy has lost $123 billion, which trumps, of course, the dollars they have provided to us. And secondly, of course, when we talk about Afghanistan, earlier on, the entire war with the Soviet Union, and then the trickle-down effect, and then, of course, when these refugees started pouring in, so Pakistan also became a host of number of other problems. There was a clash and clove culture that sprouted with this. There was a drug culture in Pakistan, and, of course, human trafficking. So all these things were something that Pakistan has been dealing for quite so long. But when, of course, the narrative shifted towards terrorism, so that again became even more dangerous. And now the only solution is fencing of the border. And from time again, Pakistan is stressing that an Afghan-owned peace process is you know, necessary for this region to prosper. Because for how long South Asian region would suffer from the politics of great power? And we're seeing that China is playing its positive role. We're seeing that countries like Russia has tilted their foreign policy, and they're coming together and trying to focus on development. But two essential countries like United States and India, both in this region, their policies are outdated. They've proved to be hawkish and realist in the nature, and they're not budging on their stance to shift the air, to shift from geopolitics to geoeconomics, because that is what is required today. And moving on, I believe that Afghanistan needs to now sustain on its own. Vikas, do we have a
question? We have been joined by a renowned expert on international relations, Dr. Pervez Iqbal Cheema, on telephone line. Welcome to our show, sir.
Thank you.
So we're talking about the telephone call that Chief of the Army Staff, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, received from U.S. Central Command's General Joseph L. Whittle and one senator. And the crux is that U.S. conveyed Chief of the Army Staff that Washington isn't contemplating any unilateral action against Pakistan. And in fact, it's seeking cooperation to tackle Afghan nationals who use Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. So, sir, what is your take on this call?
I think what I would guess is that they recognize the fact that there is a lot of reaction within Pakistan, particularly over the statements which were given a few weeks back. And I think neither party, I would interpret this as neither they nor Pakistanis, you know, really want to totally discourage the engagement. I think it's a kind of a engagement trying to give some confidence to the Pakistanis, as they have interpreted the tweets. And obviously, they didn't like it, and there seems to be, the whole nation seems to be united. And I think our commander, our chief of staff has clearly communicated, and quite rightly communicated, that the Americans need to recognize the kind of sacrifices we have made. And it seems a kind of a first step towards that recognition.
Right. Moving on to the fact that if you can elaborate upon what is going on inside United States, especially the change in politics, and what is the role of Indian lobbies, and how all this is altering the United States policy?
Well, my own perception is that actually whatever the Americans are saying, quite a substantive part of this is the contribution of the Indians.
Right.
The Americans, you know, have certain trading interests, and they know India, you know, India has actually placed a certain amount of orders.
Right.
And they also know the sensitivities of India. India reacts, you know, suddenly and, you know, quite quickly. So given that kind of situation, I think I would say that the Indian contribution is quite substantive.
Right. So, sir, what is the way forward for Pakistan in the domain of foreign policy? How should we play our cards?
The way forward for Pakistan is a couple of things they have to do. One, of course, you continue with your engagement.
Right.
Second, of course, you already started building a wall, a kind of a fence with the Afghanistan.
Right.
You should continue with it.
Right.
Because this will help. And thirdly, I think keep on insisting that we have been host.
Right.
The Afghan refugees, and efforts should be made that, you know, at least if not all, a substantive part of them must go back.
Right.
You know, this actually generates this feeling in, if not in American and India.
Right.
But it does recognize the fact that kind of burden Pakistan is bearing
right.
for so many years.
Right.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pervez Iqbal Chima, for your precious input. Chief of the Army Staff said that entire Pakistani nation felt betrayed over U.S.'s recent statement despite decades of cooperation.
Right.
Accordingly, unanimous national response reflected the same sentiment. So this is very important because there are certain things which enrage the public sentiment in the country.
True.
And the tweet of the President Trump is one of the things that have, in fact, enraged the public at large.
Vikas, absolutely. I think social media has changed the dynamics of politics as well. And people now are much more aware, and there is an immediate response to the actions of the politicians and to the things that they're saying. So now in this changing times of technology, politicians and countries as a whole, they need to be even more careful. And of course, why not? Pakistan as a nation has every justified reason to be emotional. We have given our blood to this war. You cannot forget the attack on the Army Public School and our children. So our entire, in the 90s, we didn't even know about terrorism. But now our children, they know that, this is a phenomena that occurs. So the psychological making of the children, it has changed, and it would have indefinite effect on our coming generations. So, of course, we have every reason to be emotional, and it's a justified reaction. So I hope that America truly bulge on this.
That's very important. Listeners will be talking more on this as the Chief of the Army Staff, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, received two telephone calls from United States senior management, and one was from U.S. Central Command's General Joseph L. Wattel and one from U.S. Senator over the week. But as of now, it's time for Mid-Hour News Bulletin in Perspective. The United States have conveyed Islamabad that it is not contemplating any unilateral action inside Pakistan, but is seeking cooperation to tackle Afghan nationals who, in US's view, use Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. Prime Minister says Pakistan has achieved remarkable success against terrorism. Pakistan has lodged a strong protest with India over ceasefire violation in Kotkotera sector along the line of control. National Assembly has passed the Supreme Court and High Court extension of jurisdiction to the Federally Administered Tribal Areas Bill 2017. Chairman Hurriyat Forum has appealed the world community to take effective steps for halting genocide of Kashmiris by troops in Indian-held Kashmir. C. Senior Palestinian leaders will meet in Ramallah on Sunday to discuss President Trump's controversial recognition of occupied Jerusalem as Israeli capital. With this, we will take a short break. Stay tuned to Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel. We'll be right back.
अपनी सुबह का आगाज कीजिए कौमी और इलाकाई अखबारात की अहम खबरों और इदारियों पर मबनी प्रोग्राम आज के अखबार के साथ रेडियो पाकिस्तान का न्यूज एंड करंट अफेयर्स चैनल आपके लिए रोजाना सुबह 7:10 से 8 तक पेश करता है प्रोग्राम आज के अखबार। सुनते रहिए रेडियो पाकिस्तान का न्यूज एंड करंट अफेयर्स चैनल सुबह 7 से रात 12 तक। रेडियो पाकिस्तान, कौम की आवाज, हर दम हर लम्हा आपके साथ।
रेडियो पाकिस्तान का न्यूज एंड करंट अफेयर्स चैनल आपके लिए पेश करता है मॉर्निंग शो सुबह बखैर पाकिस्तान, रोजाना 8:10 से 10 तक, जिसमें आप सुन सकते हैं अहम कौमी और बैन अलाक़वामी खबरें और उन पर तज़िये, मुल्क भर से हमारे नुमाइंदों की बराए रास्त रिपोर्ट्स।
आज का दिन तारीख के आईने में साइंस और टेक्नोलॉजी की खबरें, तिजारती दुनिया का हाल, खेल के मैदान से ताजा तरीन मालूमात और मौसम का हाल।
न्यूज एंड करंट अफेयर्स चैनल आप तक पाकिस्तान और दुनिया भर से ताज़ा तरीन मालूमात पहुँचाने का सबसे बड़ा जरिया।
रेडियो पाकिस्तान, कौम की आवाज, हर दम हर लम्हा आपके साथ।
Welcome back, listeners. This is Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel. I'm your host, Waqas Saleem, with my co-host, Ghina Meher, from Islamabad Studios with your program Perspective. Listeners, in today's program, we're talking about a very significant development as Chief of the Army Staff, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, received 2 telephone calls from Commander U.S. Central Command General Joseph L. Wattle and one from U.S. Senator over the week to discuss PAC-U.S. security cooperation post the President Trump's tweet. U.S. has conveyed the Chief of the Army Staff that Washington isn't contemplating any unilateral action inside Pakistan. In fact, seeking cooperation to tackle Afghan nationals who use Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. And At this moment, Chief of the Army Staff conveyed that entire Pakistani nation felt betrayed over U.S. recent statement despite decades of cooperation. Chief of the Army Staff said that Pakistan shall continue its sincere counter-terrorism efforts even without U.S.'s financial support in accordance with our national interest and shall remain committed to bring it to its logical conclusion along with other stakeholders. So, Ghina, this is very important because the Pakistan's efforts against terrorism are in fact unprecedented in the world, and the efforts have got a quite high success rate as well. So in this connection, this is quite welcoming that Chief of the Army Staff has made it once again clear to the U.S. that Pakistan's efforts are not tied to the U.S.'s assistance or anybody's dictation. In fact, it's Pakistan's own initiative, and Pakistan will continue doing so if it suits its national interest.
Right, Vikas. I think especially I would like to emphasize on the statement that he said that Pakistan would be willing to interact with other stakeholders. And this is a very pragmatic statement because Pakistan now realizes that the world is changing. The politics is changing. It's a multilateral world. A superpower like United States could not alone fought its battle in Afghanistan, and it's been 17 years now. So this shows the changing times, that such cooperation, such battles, they're not fought with unilateral mindset or, you know, just on the basis of hegemonic control and all these things. So the world has changed significantly. Until United States does not realize the significance that it is, yes, of course, it's a great power, it's a superpower, but now the dynamics of the world has changed. We're seeing that regional blocs are re-emerging, they're re-colliding. One of the biggest examples was that Brexit happened. So now this entire shuffling in the world politics has actually changed the dynamics. And of course, Pakistan today is at the stage where it can absolutely give this statement that we are a sovereign country, we are a nuclear power, and we can sustain ourselves without these funds. But of course, we would like to keep a diplomatic engagement with our long-proven allies. So it's a relationship of convergence and divergence. And like our analyst also said that engagement is the key. Despite whatever happens, Pakistan would continue to cooperate and Pakistan would continue to engage. And this is the basic crux of our foreign policy today as well.
That's very important. Chief of the Army Staff also said that Pakistan is fully aware of US's concern on activities of Afghan nationals in Pakistan. And we are already undertaking multiple actions through Operation Raddul Fasad to deny any residual capacity to terrorists of all hue and color, for which return of Afghan refugees is an essential prerequisite. So this is in fact very important because it's time that they should be repatriated.
Absolutely. And I think till we do not do anything about this, I think the problem would still be looming. And the thing about terrorism is that even one incident happens, it has the spillover effect, because it doesn't really matter. The numbers here do not matter. It's not an objective calculation. It's a subjective reality. Every life matters. So even if one such incident occurs, it creates this stirring effect and the entire nation gets affected. So it's really important that such measures should be taken.
Listeners, as of now, we have been joined by Brigadier Retired Haris Nawaz, renowned defense analyst on telephone line. Welcome to our show, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, we are talking about the telephone calls by U.S. Central Command General Joseph S. L. Whittle and one from U.S. Senator to Chief of the Army Staff General Qamar Javed Bajwa. And they have conveyed that Washington isn't contemplating any unilateral action inside Pakistan. In fact, they are seeking cooperation to tackle Afghan nationals who use Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. Sir, Chief of the Army Staff at this moment had talked about the Pakistani concerns and especially the statements that have hurt the Pakistani sentiment at large. So what is your take, sir?
First of all, let me tell you, the American president has been very honest. You never use such undiplomatic language against a country, and that country which has been a front runner on war on terror. Pakistan has sacrificed everything. It is civilians and army troops, equipment, and also we have lost around $120 billion. For that country, if they come to speak the language of an Indian and they see Pakistan through the prism of India, I think that is very unfair. And Pakistan first time took a very bold stand.
Right.
And National Security Committee, I think they decided to remain engaged, but no supporting any American those operations carrying out in those areas. And then yesterday, you must have heard the Prime Minister announced that Pakistan has stopped cooperating in sharing of information. So these are the factors why now Americans are looking towards Pakistan, because they know it. They can't achieve any success, whatever is left for them. Pakistan was the main architect how they Americans could succeed against Al-Qaeda. And now they have realized that without Pakistan's support, they can't do anything and they can't sustain them. Whether these are sea lines of communications or air lines of communications or they are the ground. Today, let me tell you, one, their ship is anchored in Karachi, which is carrying 100 Humvees, transport vehicles, very, very important fighting vehicles,
for Afghanistan. Another ship is coming within a few days. So now Pakistan not stop these logistic support, but we are capable and we have told them we will have a quick proper response the way you do it. Now they have realized that's why they have spoken to the Chief Army Staff and Pakistan has to continue taking a bold stand.
Right. So three things that I would like to bring to your attention. Number one, United States domestic politics is significantly changing. Secondly, the superpower is no longer has the same kind of impact that it had once. There's a multilateral world out there. So when you're comparing in mind these world and regional changes, what is the way forward for Pakistan? How Pakistan can actually sail through these tough times?
You see, the problem is Pakistan has always been putting all back eggs in one basket.
Right.
Now is the time Pakistan has realized that we have to look at other avenues, and those are in your own region.
Right.
Principle is first, you have to be very strong in your region, and in regions are Iran.
Right.
Very strong economic power.
Right.
Energy, their energy sources. Then you have Russia and China.
Right.
Two nuclear atomic powers. Who have a vote of veto power in United Nations.
Right.
So if we look toward these three directions and we tell Americans that now we are forced to go toward China, of course, these are time-touching threats, but Russians are very keen to come forward and now Pakistan is getting a lot of defense equipment hardware from them.
Right.
So Americans have now realized that those are coercion has failed. Pakistan has more options. And the main issue is the CPEC. They don't want to see Pakistan operationalizing CPEC and Gwadar port, which is a main problem and source of concern for India and America. These are the reasons if we do all go in these directions, America will keep rushing and they will come to their knees.
Right.
Thank you very much, Brigadier Retired Haris Nawaz, for giving your precious time to Radio Pakistan. So, Aghina, this was quite
holistic.
True of Brigadier Saab that use of such language with a close ally is extremely against the diplomatic norms, and in fact Pakistan, I guess, felt quite betrayed by such usage of language by the President Trump.
Absolutely, Vikas, and I think that shows that, you know, when a president, they have a president who has never been in any official capacity or has ever holded a public office, so now you're seeing that those kind of impact. And even using a medium like Twitter to convey such things, of course, it shows that, you know, he does not understand, you know, what is his stature as the President of the United States. And I think apart from that, our analyst also mentioned a very important thing about changing the direction and looking towards regionalism. So we have Iran at one side, we have Russia at one side, we have China at one side. So Pakistan now needs to have multiple of options. And the only way, of course, diplomatically, but then if you want to have a sustainable influence in this region, you want to create your ways out there. So these are the three options that we need to look more often to.
That's very true. We'll be talking more on this, listeners. But as of now, we'll take a short break. Stay tuned.
दुनिया भर में होने वाले खेलों के अहम मुकाबले, खेल के मैदान से ताज़ातरीन खबरें, नामवर खिलाड़ियों से मुलाकातें और खेलों की दुनिया से ताल्लुक रखने वाली वो तमाम खबरें जो आप जानना चाहते हैं, सुनिए प्रोग्राम स्पोर्ट्स वर्ल्ड रोजाना 4:05 से 5 तक सिर्फ न्यूज एंड करंट अफेयर्स चैनल रेडियो पाकिस्तान इस्लामाबाद से। तो सुनना मत भूलिए प्रोग्राम स्पोर्ट्स वर्ल्ड। रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल रोजाना सुबह 7 से रात 12 तक लम्हा बलम्हा बदलती सूरत हाल पर रिपोर्ट्स, मुजाकरे, इंटरव्यूज, हालात हाजरा पर अपने सामईन को बाखबर रखने का अहम जरिया। इस्लामाबाद से 1152 किलोहर्ट्ज़ पर, कराची से 639 किलोहर्ट्ज़, लाहौर से 1332 किलोहर्ट्ज़, पेशावर से 1260 किलोहर्ट्ज़ और क्वेटा से 756 किलोहर्ट्ज़ पर रेडियो पाकिस्तान का करंट अफेयर्स चैनल सुबह 7 से रात 12 तक रेडियो पाकिस्तान, कौम की आवाज, हर दम हर लम्हा आपके साथ।
Radio Pakistan's News and Current Affairs channel. I'm your host, Waqas Saleem, with my co-host, Rina Meher from Islamabad Studios, with your program Perspective. Listeners, in today's Perspective, we're talking about the two calls that was received by Chief of the Army Staff, General Qamar Javed Bajwa, and these calls were from General Joseph Wattel, U.S. Central Command Commander, plus one from U.S. Senator, and they have discussed the Pak-U.S. security cooperation post the tweet of President Trump, and they have conveyed that Washington isn't contemplating any unilateral action inside Pakistan. In fact, it's seeking cooperation to tackle foreign nationals who use Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. Chief of the Army Staff has said that entire Pakistani nation felt betrayed over U.S.'s recent statement despite decades of cooperation. And accordingly, unanimous national response reflected the same sentiment. He also talked about that Pakistan will continue its sincere counterterrorism efforts without U.S. financial support in accordance with our national interest. He also talked about the losses we have suffered due to great contestation in the region. Chief of the Army Staff said that Pakistan is fully aware of U.S. concern on activities of Afghan nationals in Pakistan, and we are already undertaking multiple actions through Operation Raddul Fasad. Pakistan is also strengthening border controls unilaterally, but if Afghanistan genuinely feels affected from Pakistan, bilateral border management must be Kabul's top priority as well. This is important, you know, because this will definitely enhance the law and order situation in the region, because right. Pakistan on one side is supporting Afghan-led and Afghan-owned peace initiatives. On the other side, Pakistan is fencing the border, and whereas from Afghanistan's side, there is no cooperation.
Absolutely, Waqas, and I think this is a very important point regarding bilateral border management, because ultimately, United States is a temporary... We would like to believe that United States is a temporary partner in this entire coalition. And the region, of course, looking at the geoeconomic space and the geopolitics arena, Pakistan and Afghanistan would always, you know, sustain on this area. So till the relationship is not converted into bilateralism, there is no moving forward. Afghanistan cannot hide behind United States. Afghanistan cannot hide behind India, per se. So now it's time for Afghanistan to do more as well. Often we, you know, this slogan has become accumulated with Pakistan, and America is constantly urging Pakistan to do more. But what about the countries like Afghanistan? Afghanistan for long, I think Afghanistan is the Greece of South Asia, because we're literally carrying the burdens of, there is always a spillover effect. We're paying a price for, because of course neighborhood cannot change. We're paying a price for having a porous border. And despite all that, Pakistan has been very, I would say, patient. Pakistan has been very diplomatic in its stance. Whenever there is some activity, Pakistan often, you know, opens a border as well. And so we are gauging our policies regarding that as well. But yes, bilateral border management is the key. And Afghanistan, a sovereign Afghanistan, is the solution for this region. United States cannot stay here forever, and there must be certain solution that needs to be. And if United States think that by exiting it can place India on its behalf, that cannot be happen. No partner in this region would actually accept that. A war-torn country like Afghanistan needs to find its own solution. You cannot expect that United States existing and then now India is coming forward and India is taking the reign of the region. It would be another mini sort of a war would happen in the region again. So China would not accept that. Russia even would not accept that. Nobody wants another intervention. Nobody wants another intervention on the behalf of that country. So now it's important that their politicians should shit. Everything has to have a dialogue. So political solution is required. So it's not only a military solution.
Another very important point that Chief of the Army Staff reiterated, that Pakistan will not seek resumption of aid but expect honorable recognition of our contribution, sacrifices and unwavering resolve in fight against terrorism for peace and stability in the region. Whereas Pakistan will keep supporting all initiatives for peace in Afghanistan despite the tendencies to scapegoat Pakistan as peace in Afghanistan is the only way to move towards enduring peace and stability in the region.
Right, Vikas, and I think the fact that Pakistan is saying that, you know, it's not about the aid anymore. And touch wood, I think Pakistan has made so much of its own growth in these years, in these war-torn years. It's not easy to have this war and then, you know, struggling towards it. So now we're seeing that. And of course, you know, I think this is a very strong statement. And whatever the countrymen has felt over this tenure of, in the context of Donald Trump's tweet, this is what Pakistan today is. Today, we do not want aid. We do not have our eggs in one basket. We have so much opportunities. We have so much of human capital that we can invest in. We have so much of civil society, there is raw talent here in Pakistan. So we need to look inward. Internal cohesion and internal stability is the key for Pakistan. And if we look inward, if we look into all our sectors, whether it's education, whether it's technology, whether it's research, only then we can, you know, have a counter narrative to it. So everything, nothing is separated here. Everything is in a nutshell, you know, collaborating together. So Pakistan now needs to have all its forces together. And now is the challenging time. Yes, we have fought the war. We are coming out of it. But the post-war scenarios, now we need another sort of policy for the post-war construction in Pakistan. And that requires the focus on your human capital.
One last thing, Rina, that General Joseph acknowledged the effectiveness of some of the recent actions taken by Pakistan to ensure that Pakistan's hospitality of Afghan refugees is not misused in any way. And he agreed that both countries stand to gain from cooperative engagement. So there is an agreement, underlying agreement, and there is an acknowledgement from United States side. But why President Trump is on a line that is taking US to nowhere?
I think, Vikas, there are two things in it. Number one, the changing domestic politics in United States. Of course, the president's slogan was America first. There is a phase of isolation again. And he's only trying to keep his campaign promises. So whether it's his move towards South Asia, whether it was this this entire shifting of the capital to Jerusalem for Israel. So we're seeing that, you know, he's playing a very superficial sort of a policy, which is only based on keeping its campaign promises. And he's not understanding the global stature of United States. Perhaps, you know, he hasn't studied the history too well, perhaps. So it's a very inward policy, inward sort of a politics coming from the president of United States, which was not the case with President Obama, which was not, of course, the case with President Bush as well. So now, you know, because of so much of their own internal pressures, their own economy is going on a certain line. So number one, we're seeing that. Number two, of course, deep down, because Pakistan and United States military engagement has been through and throughout over the years, and of course there is a strong intelligence sharing, and there is no doubt that Pakistan has one of the best armies in the world, one of the best intelligence sharing mechanisms, and United States know that we cannot do without Pakistan. So these are the pressure tactics. It's carrot and stick, I would say. They want to keep an upper hand. They want to have that narrative. Yes, we're the strong ones. We still have the cards. But deep down, we're seeing that. I think it's just a shallow way of projecting your power.
That's quite true, and that's quite comprehensive as well. Listeners, we were talking about United States conveyed Chief of the Army Staff General Qamar Javed Bajwa that Washington isn't contemplating any unilateral action inside Pakistan. In fact, it's seeking cooperation to tackle Afghan nationals who use Pakistan's soil against Afghanistan. And Pakistani nation felt betrayed on trivializing decades-old cooperation. Chief of the Army Staff has conveyed it to the United States as well. And listeners, now it's time for the sports in perspective. Welcome back, listeners. Third One Day International between Pakistan and New Zealand on Saturday, that is tomorrow. This will be played in Dunedin. and New Zealand lead 5-match series by 2-0. So what is your positive prediction, in fact, Irina?
Vikas, I wish I could predict the match, but of course, I think sports is very unpredictable, just like life. But I hope that Pakistan wins. And ultimately, it's the test of your sportsmanship. And sports teaches you a lot about practical life. So it's all about unpredictability. And if your hard work reaps the fruit, of course, you know, it's a smiling day. It would be a smiling day for the entire nation.
That's very true, because there is a lot of cricket frenzy in Pakistan.
Absolutely.
And people are quite emotional when it comes
true.
To cricket.
True.
Listeners, Pakistan to face India in Blind Cricket World Cup today, and Pakistan will take on arch rival India in an important match of the Blind World Cricket Cup at the Oval Ground in Ajman, United Arab Emirates. Meanwhile, Australia will face Bangladesh at MCC Ground in Ajman. And very best of luck to Team Pakistan. And we have seen that how the Pakistani blind cricket team has brought laurels to Pakistan.
Yes, and I think it's a little undermining fact that, you know, they're never given that kind of projection. In fact, their track record has always been really good. And of course, I think it's also a very positive message to people that despite any sort of hurdles or despite any sort of, you know, things, one can still, you know, live a fulfilling life. And that is an example. So I think, you know, this is one that kind of a match that I would say I would not take sides, because, you know, both the teams, I would say all the best to them, and for being so resilient and for taking up these challenges and bringing glory to, you know, both the sides.
That's very true. And in fact, very best of luck to the team Pakistan, both at New Zealand and at United Arab Emirates. And listeners, now it's time for the weather update. First, the synoptic situation. Continental air is likely to prevail over most parts of the country. Mainly cold and dry weather is expected in most parts of the country, while very cold weather in northern areas, including Quetta Division. Foggy conditions are likely to prevail over plain areas of Punjab and Upper Sindh during the morning hours. Today's lowest minimum temperatures: Gilgit, Skardus, Thor, Hunza -7, Kallat, Kallam, Ziyarat -6, Quetta, Deer, Bagrot -5, Parachinar -3, Malam Jabba, Dalbadin, Rawalakot -2, Chitral, Mari, Mirkhani and Lower Deer -1. This was the weather update, listeners. Listeners, before we sign out, let me acknowledge the team that was with me to help broadcast today's perspective. Coordinator for today's program, Mudassir Hussain. Sound engineer, Farhan Ali. Program in charge, Asadullah Khan. Executive in charge, Javed Khan Jadoon. Listeners, I'm your host, Waqas Saleem, with my co-host, Rina Meher, signing off from Islamabad Studios. Shortly, you will listen 7 p.m. Urdu News from News Studios. Allah Nigeban, and our next program will be Nukta-e-Nazar.